While I'm at it here, let me just break down one more thing for you. As an example of when I say these people aren't from here, these kids on these campuses oftentimes, let me give you an example. The majority of the arrests at the University of Texas Austin Gaza camp were not Texas students. 57 people arrested at the Gaza camp. Not facing charges. That's one of the headlines. Of the 70 people arrested at the University of Texas Austin, 46 of them, not students at the school. 46 out of 77 were not students. Well, I mean, what do you need to know? That's where we are. 46 out of 77 were not students, which means they're part of the rent-a-riot. Oh, look, a riot. I don't have a job anyway, and I'm a bum. And I can go wrap up and get free food from Grubhub and just blend in. Yeah. Remember, you have to stay on top of all of these things. And the attack on excellence in America is putting our lives and our country's future at risk. Not just this, but the lowering of standards in the name of diversity. It's happening everywhere. Medicine, engineering, science. The American Medical Association, for example, lowering standards because they claim medicine is imbued with white supremacy. So they had to lower the standards to get more people of color into being doctors and nurses. That must make you feel good. The same is happening in the law and other fields. You can read about this in the latest issue of Imprimis, Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty that goes to more than 6.5 million homes and businesses. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's president, Larry Arnn. If you don't already get it, you can receive a free subscription. GruberForHillsdale.com, the place to do that. GruberForHillsdale.com. No cost, no obligation, just trying to make you smarter. They mail Imprimis as part of the educational mission of Hillsdale. On behalf of liberty, on behalf of this country, GruberForHillsdale.com. It's free. You can be smarter. All right. Pallets of documents shipped to Mar-a-Lago before the raid? That's the story. Pallets of documents shipped in. Were they salted? What do you think? We'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.